Welcome back to the second hour of Leading Edge Medicine. Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only. Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umep. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine, while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. And now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umep, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
Oh, and welcome back to Leading Edge Medicine.
My goodness.
Look at that. I just sneezed right on the radio. I've never done that. Well, I should say it's been a long, long time. Okay, so you better get back to talking to Dan, his arm pain. We don't know what's going on.
Yeah, Dan, and I,
you're
one of those folks that is playing stump the doctor today.
Yes.
I'm not at all sure what's causing that pain. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. What did
your carpal tunnel of the neck.
The carpal tunnel of the neck. Well, maybe. Yeah, I mean, there are brachial neuropathies, you know, which is basically where the brachial nerve gets compressed up in the neck or the armpit. But this doesn't sound like that because the pain shouldn't be localized to one tiny spot, and it shouldn't move from one side to the other. So
yeah, that's what weirded me.
Yeah, it doesn't make much sense. But
and you know, the right arm quit hurting when it moved into my left arm.
Okay.
It's functional now. It moves fine. I have no problem. It's not tender to the touch anymore. Everything's just hunky-dory.
Well, I think it's time then to skip from conventional medicine to woo-woo strangeness, all right? Have you considered the fact you may have been invaded by aliens?
I actually, you know, my doctor was nice. He had no obvious interest, and I figured it was due to alien abduction. I figured they left something in there. But
yes.
I also have been invaded by dentists. And you know what? All my upper teeth weren't worth a damn, so a lot of them have been pulled out.
Oh,
on
dear.
The left-hand side of my face.
Have they been replaced with radio transmitters?
Yeah.
Well, I'd had an infection up there that I actually squeezed the pus out of.
Yeah.
Did that have got into the nerves and caused that?
Not that I'm aware of. I have no idea what's causing that arm pain, my friend. I wish I could help you, but this is one of those where Dr. Mixon is going to have to pass.
I don't know.
Everything I can think of is every bit as plausible as that alien abduction thing.
Yes.
So, you know.
I have to agree. I think that's what it is.
Yeah. And from what I understand, that's not normally where they put those probes anyway. But that's a whole different sort of issue.
I'm beginning to wonder.
Okay.
Well, hey, I'm sorry that you couldn't rise to the occasion. But
so
you know
am
what?
I, my friend. So am I. All right.
Okay.
Take care. Enjoy your day, my friend.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Okay, well, those phone lines are blinking. Let's start getting these calls. We have Bob calling in, wants to talk about senescent cells. Hi,
Hello,
Bob.
Hello, Bob. That, at least, is something I know about.
Yes.
I can't even pronounce it. That's what's driving me nuts. So the reason I'm asking about the senescent cells, is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's because my hemorrhage that I had is shrunk from 16 millimeters to 12.
Okay.
And I'm going to have another scan done here in June.
Uh-huh.
So I'm wondering, what is the procedure for the senescent cells? I know you've talked at length about this. You do that in the clinic, do you not?
Yeah. No, it's actually very simple. It's nothing fancy. We give you a pill, 100 milligrams of dasatinib, along with two 500 milligram pills of quercetin. So you take three pills each day for 3 days, give it a 4-day break, take three pills for 3 days, 4-day break, three pills for 3 days, you're done. It's not a hard therapy.
And like you tell us, if you don't measure, you don't know.
That's right.
So then do I try to figure out so I can schedule that so that when my blood draw comes up, I can have that looked at as well?
Well, here's the problem, and this is what has driven everybody in the industry crazy for the last several years. These senescent cells put out what we call SASPs. These are our senescence-associated products. Okay, and these senescence-associated products, these are the chemicals that the senescent cells produce and dump into your bloodstream that cause inflammation and prevent healthy cells from growing properly. The problem is that there are dozens and dozens of these SASPs, and every different tissue makes a different mix of them. So liver cells produce a different set of SASPs than muscle does, which makes different set than brain does, which makes different set than kidney, which is different from lung, which is different from, you get the idea. And so, and many of these things we cannot measure in blood. Many of them you actually have to have a tissue biopsy to stain to find the senescent cells. So we don't have an easy laboratory marker, okay? So we're ended up going by guess and by golly, which I always hate. Every doctor I know hates to do that,
right?
Because we can't say your level is X, therefore you need Y on Z day. Doesn't work that way. We can say you've reached a certain age. We know by general experience that this general process is happening. We treat it. And we see how you feel. And if suddenly, and if suddenly you are now feeling more energetic and your aches and pains are going away and you're walking better and you're running better and you're swimming better and these things are all improving, we say that's great. We know that it takes 6 or 8 weeks at least to start redeveloping a senescent load. So at some point in the next couple of months, if you start slumping again, we may need to retreat it.
So I
hate that kind
of treatment could be. The treatment.
Yeah, I can tell you what works for me. I've got a lot of different patients with a lot of different ages and different body masses and different degrees of fitness, and so we have to customize it to what that patient is doing. So I can't give you a rule. I can say what works with me, and that is I did the full 9-day therapy. I waited about 3 or 4 months, and then I found I was slumping. So I did 6-day therapy. That was better. I did a 3-day the next month. About every other month, I would do 3 days. But about every 6 to 9 months, I'd need to hit it with another full 9-day course. So
sure.
You know, I'm still a 75, coming up on 76-year-old man. I'm going to be making senescent cells. Yeah, you know, my immune system is not as good as it was in my 20s. You know, it's pretty good, but it's not great. And so I don't like having to treat by the seat of my pants, but that's kind of what we're stuck with because we don't have good. And there are a lot of papers out there being published, doctors looking. What can we measure? How do we measure it? What are the parameters? And so far, there's nothing that has become an industry standard.
Well, I'm guilty of loving being on the cutting edge.
The leading edge.
Yes, well,
yeah, leading edge.
But, you know, the other thing we always have to remember is he on the cutting edge bleeds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we are doing things like this that are the frontiers of medicine, the opportunities to have an adverse effect are higher than if we're doing something that's been standardized for decades. And that's just the real world.
By my peers falling apart before my very eyes, the guys I was in NAM with, they're not doing well.
No, I understand. Mm. Most of the guys in my team have been dead for a long time.
Whoa. Yeah. Can we discuss the cost of the treatment on the phone?
Yes, it's not expensive. Depending on whether you have a compounded pharmacy or you get the big pharma version, compounded pharmacy is about the 9-day therapy is about $250. And
if you do that, that's it.
Yeah, and if you do the big pharma version, it's about $2,000.
Hmm. Well, I've got Paramount Pharmacy. I use
there
them.
You
yes.
go.
Costco yes, and stuff, so. And Brandon mixes it up. The 9 days worth of therapy is about $250.
So I'll just call. Do I just call the office and say this is what I want to do, and they'll fix me up with the prescription through Paramount?
Well, what'll happen is you call the office, and your doctor will review your chart, and he may want to chat with you a bit, and decide
that's
whether they
I mean.
Think that it is, you know, that you have contraindications, you have reasons we don't want to do it, we do want to,
okay.
And if the doc decides that you're a decent candidate, yes, it's not a hard thing to do.
Okay, Dr. Armstrong was my doctor, but Dr. Irina, is that my doctor?
Irina, yes,
oh, yes.
yes, yes, yeah, you know, Irina is kind of. Irina is kind of interesting. She's both an MD and an ND. She got her doctorate in medicine in Russia and then came here and got her naturopathic. So she's both MD and ND.
Well, this is good. And I did have a phone consultation with her after the last blood draw, and I got one coming up in the 25th of this month.
All right. Okay, well, so, chat
very
it over
good.
With her.
Yes.
Yeah. I was, for some reason, I thought that this procedure, it might be the one, I thought it was like $2,500 or $5,000.
No,
no,
no. No. Now, there are some other really fancy things that I do to me that I don't do to most of my patients that are about $4,500 a pop. But, you know.
Maybe that's the one you were talking about before.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
All
so,
right, Dan. Yeah,
so there is an IV therapy that I do for me. But it's not so generally something I recommend to all my patients.
Will you spell that for me so that I can get the pronunciation in my head?
Senescent.
Dasatinib or senescent?
Senescent. Is it senescent cell?
Yes, senescent cell. Yeah. It's just as in senile. I'll tell you the shorthand.
Oh.
Yeah. The shorthand we have around the office is the zombie cells.
Yes.
Because they're the living
right.
dead. These are the
right.
cells. They're there, but they're not doing their job anymore, and they just don't want to die. So we call
and
them the zombie cells.
I'm sure Dr. Irene will know that it will not interfere with any of my other treatment that we're doing right now.
All right.
Okay, Dan, thank you so much for your call. We're going to take a quick break here. We'll be back with more of your calls. Ed, we're talking to you next, and we have Barbara waiting as well as Bill. And we'll be right back with more with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Leading Edge Medicine. Stay right there.
Come with me, my love, to the sea of love. I want to tell you how much I love you.
And welcome back. It's Leading Edge Medicine. We're glad you're here. My name is Lynette, along with Dr. Jerry Mixon, and taking all these phone calls, taking a ferry over to Bremerton. And Ed is on the line. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Ed. How are you today, sir?
Hello. I really enjoy the show, and I learned so much from Dr. Mixon and Dr. Umed and the other doctors
yes.
that you have on.
We're good.
One thing. That came up in an earlier show that I'd like to clarify.
Sure.
I've been a diabetic for a very long time, and I mm-hmm. use one of the continuous glucose sensors,
uh-huh.
the monitors. And that came up in an earlier show, and the person on the line asked Dr. Umet if you had to have a smartphone in order to use it, and she said yes. That's actually incorrect. At least Abbott, the one that I have, FreeStyle 14-day, has a palm-held device that you use to monitor everything on the sensor.
Good. Yeah, there's about, I don't know, 6 or 8 versions of these things out there now. And, you know, they have different monitoring systems. Some of them, it's an app that comes down to your smartphone, and I guess that's what she was thinking about. The Libra, yeah. I don't think it does. Some of them, you simply buy the device and you know, it's not expensive and covered by insurance. Some of them you have to sign up for like a, you know, $200 a month or $250 a month service to have them monitor. It's sent to them and they send you reports.
Wow.
Yeah. So let me
tell you my experience with that. First of all, it doesn't cost me anything other than for the sensor that I have to purchase, not on any contract or anything.
Good.
And, when I first got on the program, I had a smartphone, but my smartphone wasn't smart enough.
Oh, boy.
Get the palm health sensor. So that's okay. How I know that that's the case. And I can tell you that I had to pay for it. And as I recall, it was something between about $50 and $75 for the thing that I held in my palm to read all the numbers.
Well, that's pretty good.
Mm.
Yeah, not bad at all. So, and my guess is, you know, it's like the older finger stick type in which they'd almost give away the machine, but they made their profit on the strips.
Oh, yes.
It could very well be. I don't know, because I've been on the program now for about a year and a half, maybe 2 years. Uh-huh. And I tell everybody who's a diabetic and does the finger prick still to get any version of it. A continuous, right? You know, it doesn't matter which one. I have learned so much from that and what my numbers are through the day. It's just fantastic.
But I would expand that. I think it's not just diabetics. I mean, diabetics, your insurance will pay for it. But if you're not a diabetic, if you're just having trouble with weight control, if you're someone who has a significant amount of weight to lose, and I can tell you, about 65 to 70% of Americans are now by definition pre-diabetic because their A1C is 5.7 or above. Just having a glucose monitor to watch what's happening to your sugar as you eat your daily meals and as you carry out your activities and stuff can make an enormous difference in helping people get control of their own eating and lifestyle. So I'd take it even further than diabetics.
Yeah, I can definitely see that with my experience watching the numbers and what happens to the day. Just taking a single number at one time or maybe do it two or three times a day doesn't really tell you anything. All it does is tell you that moment. It doesn't tell you if you're steady, if you're going up, if you're going down, what happened earlier.
And it doesn't tell you what happens when you take a walk or if you work out or if you jog or if you lift weights or if you, you know, or what happens if I eat this versus eating that and does one serving versus two, you know, your snacks. The continuous monitors are a revolution in glucose control. They just are so much better than 50 years ago when I started medicine and we couldn't even, we didn't have finger stick monitors yet. We had to draw your blood and send it down the hall to the lab and get a stat glucose.
Wow.
I mean, that was the only way we had.
Mm.
So, you know, the world is much better. People talk about the good old days. These are
the
good old days.
Yes.
We're living in them.
So anyway, Dr. Mixon, if you could pass that on to Dr. Ewan, I'd appreciate it.
I certainly will. Yeah, actually, my wife's father in Chengdu, China, we just talked him into getting a continuous glucose monitor over there. And he is buying the Libra. So
Okay. Yeah.
So, all right. Yeah. Thank you for your call, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Dr. Umet.
Bye-bye.
Very good. Phone lines are open for you. If your call dropped, please call back. John, Bill, here's the number, 206-644-6006 for Leading Edge Medicine. Barbara now calling from Gig Harbor today. Hi, Barbara.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Hello, Barbara.
Thank you. Yes. My question is, I have bursitis in my right hip. Mm-hmm. That I developed after I had total knee replacement. Mm-hmm. I have had cortisone shots in it, which lasted about 3 days.
Yep.
I've done mega physical therapy, and it has progressed with activities down my entire leg, the whole right side of my calf, right now feels like a very tight drum, and my heel goes numb. Now, I recall you talking about, and I've been a patient of Longevity in the past, and Dr. Dan Nelson, he helped my shoulder. Mm-hmm. You had a therapy by Dr. Nelson in bursitis, PRP. Yep.
Yes. Yeah, he put PRP. I had problems in both hips. I had an old fracture of my left hip that resulted in part of the bone dying. And that one was giving me a lot of arthritic pain. He actually fixed that with stem cell and PRP injections. Mm. And then in the right hip, I developed a bursitis. Mm. And he did that with PRP and got it cleared up.
What is that process, please?
PRP is just platelet-rich plasma. They draw blood out of your arm, spin it down, isolate the platelets into a small quantity so you get a big concentrated boost of platelets, inject that into the hip, into the bursa, and when those platelets rupture, they release 9 different growth factors along with some very potent anti-inflammatory chemicals, and it cools that hip right off and helped it heal.
So could that, the problems I'm having with the bursitis, because I also had IT band issues, and that could be causing all that pain that's going all the way down my leg.
Yes, it can.
Making my heel go numb. Okay.
Because the inflammation, the nerves run right by there. And if you've got a big inflammatory nitis, that can be irritating those nerves. So once more, I'd go back. You've seen Dan before. He helped your shoulder. Mm-hmm. Go see him again.
Okay, I will. And I also have my L4 and L5 in my back and S1. I have compressed discs there.
Mm-hmm. And that, and that could be the nerve compression. So he'll probably want to do an MRI and get a good look at those nerves where they come out of your lower back. If that's the problem, it would take different therapy.
Yeah. But the fact that you got total pain relief from the PRP.
Yep.
That's encouraging. Yeah.
The stem cells and PRP in the left hip and just the PRP in the right, and I'm totally pain free now.
Wonderful. Yeah, because I can barely drive. It's hard to walk and have a lot of stairs, so I need some help.
I do 6 to 9 miles a day.
Am I
walking and jogging, and I have no pain.
Wow. Oh,
so
wonderful.
I can't swear that you'll get as good a result, but all I can go by is what I got.
For sure. Well, sounds great. I will give Dr. Nelson a call.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you so much. Bye.
Okay, phone lines are free and ready for you. And if you dropped, you can call right back. Here is that number, 206-644-6006. This is Leading Edge Medicine, and we'll be right back. With Leading Edge Medicine. My name is Lynette, and we have Dr. Jerry Mixon here. And we want you to come in and be a patient, like so many have at Longevity Medical, to feel better, to know what your body is doing as it's aging. And there are so many things that can happen that are not good that you can see and know what the risks are by doing just a couple simple tests.
Yeah, nature is designed for us is to have a slide downhill as we get older. You know, once your kids are up and grown, you're superfluous. You've done your job.
Yeah, we're not needed. Now,
Mother Nature wants you out of the way. And so we get slow, fat, weak, tired, dumb, sexless, and just kind of fade off into the netherworld. The good news is we don't have to listen to Mother Nature because we can circumvent her. What we really want to do is to take a look at what was helping our bodies function better when we were younger and recreate that environment within our own body.
Yes.
And that's what Longevity Medical Clinic is all about. So what we want to do for you is to have you come in. We're going to do, I guess, the following. We'll start by getting a history. I want to know what life has done to you up till today.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we've got your history, because that'll tell us a lot about your risks, we're going to do two simple, cheap, in fact, this case, free tests.
Yes.
We're going to do an in-body, which is going to measure the amount of muscle and fat in your extremities and your torso. Because visceral fat is not cosmetic. Visceral fat actually is an active, destructive gland. It produces more than 80 different hormones, peptides, enzymes, and cytokines that cause your blood pressure to rise, to narrow your blood vessels, to trigger strokes, heart attacks, dementia, diabetes, osteoporosis. The other thing we're going to do is we're going to do a simple little finger stick blood test that's going to look at the percentage of your red blood cells that have been damaged by your blood sugar. That simple ratio predicts with great accuracy how fast your brain is going to be shrinking over the next several years.
Wow.
And so we want a good idea of what kind of risk are you for dementia?
Mm-hmm.
Age-related cognitive decline. We'll put all that together. If you're doing great, we'll tell you that. Everything looks great. Go forth. Be healed. Be happy. See
yes.
us in 10 years. But if, like most people over 50, you've got some significant risks, then we're going to suggest that you go ahead and do a full blood panel. Now, that's not cheap. That's about a $600 blood test. But the normal cost of those tests would be over $2,000. And you get a full hour with the doctor to go over the results.
Yes, ask questions so, yeah. and learn.
So you get an hour face-to-face with the doctor mm-hmm. and $2,000 worth of tests. And that's going to then give us a very good idea of what it's going to take to put you into better shape. At that point, you get a choice. You can become a patient at Longevity or you cannot. If you love the idea of what time and gravity are doing to you and, you know,
no.
your goal in life is to get slow, weak, fat, dumb, and sexless, then go forth and be healed. If, on the other hand, you want to change the trajectory, and instead of getting slow, fat, weak, dumb, and sexless, you want to be slow, strong, fast, lean, smart, and sexy, then you become a patient.
There you
it's
go.
All a matter of priorities. You choose mm-hmm. your life. You make the choices. We'll help you do whatever you want.
And absolutely no pressure. You'll love the staff at Longevity. Get signed up for that free health analysis appointment. Here is that number to call, and you can do that right now, like so many have done. 866-86-YOUNG. That's 866-86-YOUNG. Pick the clinic near you, Kirkland, Tacoma, or Linwood, and pick the time and the day that work best for your schedule. Here is that number again. It's 866-86-YOUNG, or you can go on the web, lmclinic.com. All right, got another phone call. We've got Kyle from Tacoma on the line. Hi, Kyle.
Hello, Kyle.
Hello, hello. So my question is this. I have done a little bit of health reading, and I was reading either the Costco magazine or the AARP magazine. I can't remember which one. And they interviewed this triathlete. There's a bunch of different competitions. And this guy was in his mid to late 50s, and he's a champion. And in the article, they asked him what his diet was, and he said a lot of fruits, a lot of vegetables, and sardines. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, my God, I've always loved sardines. I ate them for years. I'm in my mid-50s now.
Uh-huh.
And I've also read a little bit about CoQ10, fish oil, and joints and stuff like that. So I'm wondering how much of that resveratrol, if there's any resveratrol in there, or what is in sardines. There's the pictures of this guy. It's unbelievable. He's like a god, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, sardines are very rich in omega-3 fatty acids.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're an oily fish and are quite good for you. So, you know, if you like sardines, eat sardines. You probably don't need to take an omega-3 supplement if you're doing that. Not going to find resveratrol in sardines, though. Resveratrol is found in the skins and seeds of many fruits. So the reddish purple colors of fruits in apple skins, grapes and grape seeds, pomegranate, these sorts of things are rich in resveratrol. Although you get a much bigger dose by just taking a resveratrol pill. We have a capsule that's 350 milligrams per capsule. So I do three of those a day, two in the morning, one at night. But yes, you know, if he is lean and fit and exercising regularly and eats, you know, the sort of diet you described, I hopefully he'll continue doing well for many years to come.
Yeah, yeah. Now, with resveratrol, was that one of, I know you had mentioned Q-Certain at the beginning, about an hour and a half ago, maybe. Was resveratrol the other thing you had mentioned?
Resveratrol and
quercetin?
Quercetin are the two polyphenols that we often use.
Oh, of course. I'm saying them wrong. Okay. I'll get them right eventually.
All right. But,
all right.
You can go to our website and, you know, purchase them. We'll be happy to send them out. So, okay. Thank you very much for the call, sir.
Thank you, Kyle. And room for a couple more calls before the end of the show. Phone lines are open right now if you want to call in, or if you were trying to call in earlier and your call was dropped. Here is that number, 206-644-6006. One of the calls we got was the correlation between COVID and diabetes. So let's talk about that, and that might help Bill just a bit.
Okay. Well, there's a, I don't know about a correlation, but there's certainly an interaction.
Ah, okay.
Diabetics have, as a general rule, diabetics have poor immune responses. Part of the damage done by diabetes is to your anti-inflammatory process. And most diabetics in America today are type 2 diabetics. Mm.
Okay.
The vast majority. And most people become a type 2 diabetic because they're significantly overweight.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And unfortunately, that puts diabetics at a double whammy with COVID, because being overweight raises your risk of serious illness or death from COVID by 650%.
Wow.
And then when you put that with the poor immune response, the inability to mount a defense against the virus, that once more puts you at even higher risk. So diabetics as a group are higher risk of having problems with COVID, and overweight diabetics are especially high risk of having significant problems with COVID. You know, this is one of those few viruses that actually preferentially reproduce in fat cells.
Wow.
And so the heavier you are, the higher your viral load is likely to be with COVID.
Okay. All right. Well, hopefully that helped. Oh, it was actually Ed that had called about that. And Bill was wanting to know more about hypertension. This is high blood pressure?
High blood pressure.
Yeah. Okay. Should we take a quick break and we'll be back with that? And yep. If you have a call, we'll fit you in. 206-644-6006. It's Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Lynette with her hoarse voice. We'll be right back. We're back, but we don't want any sugar. Is that right, Dr. Mixon?
Well, no. A little sugar pie honey bunch can
there you
never
go.
Hurt.
That's okay. Not the sugary drinks you were talking about
at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
No, this is the kind of sugar you cuddle.
Okay.
It's a whole lot different than the stuff you eat and drink.
Okay, much better. You can do that all you want, and that's
absolutely
a good thing for you.
That
okay.
is. Hopefully you'll do it for decades and decades at
that's
a time.
That's right. It gets better. Absolutely. 206-644-6006. If you have a call or a question for Dr. Mixon, now's the time to get in. Phone lines are wide open for you. Dr. Mixon, one of the things I heard this week, and I don't know if it's true, was that there was a vaccine coming out for pancreatic cancer.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Can we talk about that for a minute?
Well, yeah. But yeah, that leads us to not just the pancreatic cancer. That leads us to the immunological therapy for cancers, period.
Wow.
You know, in some ways, the immunotherapies for cancer are the most, quote, natural way of fighting a cancer. Mm. Because we all form cancerous cells, malignant cells, periodically. It's just nothing connected with biology is perfect. Things go wrong, and cells mutate, and a small percentage of those cells will be malignant and be a cancer. Our immune system is designed to compensate for that. We are supposed to find and destroy any abnormal cells that mutate in our systems. And young people are pretty darn good at it, unless they've got a defect in the immune system. So as we age, though, and our immune system becomes less and less active, less and less robust, cancers escape the immune system. And so these malignant cells that just start with one bad cell, it doubles, it becomes two, and then it's four, and then it's eight, and then it's 16, and it just grows rapidly, logarithmically. We've been treating cancers by very crude methods. You go in with a scalpel and you try to cut it out, and you hope that none of it has spread before you get there. And sometimes yes, sometimes no. We treat you with chemicals, basically poisons, that are designed to kill rapidly growing cells. And since cancers are, by definition, cells that are growing abnormally fast, these chemicals tend to kill the cancer cells more than they kill the healthy cells. But there's a fair bit of damage to the healthy cells. That's why hair falls out, because hair is growing rapidly. It's rapidly dividing cell. Lots of diarrhea, abdominal pain, bleeding into the gut, because the lining of the bowel is growing rapidly and changing. So our chemotherapy and surgeries have been very, very crude. They've just been the best we had.
Yeah.
Now we're moving into immunotherapies, where we're actually training your immune system to find and recognize and kill cancer cells. And so that's part of what these vaccines are. We now, with messenger RNA technology, can take a look of the most common markers on a particular cancer, like a pancreatic cancer, identify what the markers are, and then make a vaccine that basically tells your immune system, find and kill this whenever you see it.
Wow.
And you know, we did that probably 5 or 6 years ago with malignant melanomas. Mm-hmm. And many of the melanomas now, which used to have essentially 100% death rate.
Yes.
It's down like 15%.
Wow.
And so, you know, this is a dramatic change. And this is part of what the messenger RNA revolution is for vaccines. Now, yes, we had to rush through the COVID because the, quote, experts told us
yes.
that it was going to be extremely lethal, that it was like SARS, you know, that an enormous number of people who caught it, they were all going to be dying in the streets. We were going to have the streets of America filled with dead bodies. And so, you know, they went to Mr. Trump and said, hey, we need a vaccine for this, and we can't wait the 3 to 5 years it's going to take.
Yes, give it to us now.
We want it now. We want it right away. So he did just what he was asked to do. He rid of the bureaucrats, and he moved it along very quickly. The problem with that is we didn't have 3 to 5 years to test it. We didn't know the bad sides when we rolled it out, and basically we did this massive experiment on the entire world's population.
Yes.
And now we're finding the problems that would have been found earlier had we taken 2 and 3 years to develop the vaccine. We aren't in that rush with pancreatic cancer. We aren't in that rush with melanomas. We're not in that rush with breast cancer or colon cancer or any of the other cancers that we're doing research to develop vaccines to help your body find and kill these cancers. So our downsides will probably be much, much lower than they've been with COVID. Mm. Okay, because now, at this point, I suspect personally that for healthy young people, the vaccine is far more dangerous than the disease. My daughter went to get her annual pediatric exam, and she's only 11 years old. She's lean and hard as a rock, and they want to give her COVID so she could go to school. Without the COVID shot, they wouldn't let her in school.
Oh, no.
So, you know, she took it. Mm-hmm. Other than a sore arm, we have no discernible adverse effects. But the reality is children do not need a vaccine of this sort. Mm. Because in children, the vaccine's downsides are worse than the upsides. If you're old and fat, if you've had cancer chemotherapy, if you've, you know, if you're in a nursing home, if you're fragile, sure. The vaccine will do a lot less damage than the virus. So by all means, get your vaccine if you are on death's door or severely immunocompromised. But for children, no, it's crazy. But the good news is, yes, we are now using the same technology to make vaccines to a wide variety of cancers. And I think that is going to be the next big step forward in cancer therapy is the immunotherapies, training our bodies to find and kill cancer.
Okay.
It's going to be a revolution.
That's awesome. That's good news.
Yes, it really is.
Yes, we need good news. Anything else you can think of in the medical community that is going on that you've heard discussed, or maybe some things that are being worked on that we can be looking forward to?
You know, mostly I'm looking at the aging process.
Yes, absolutely. So that's what we're wanting to know.
And so, you know, right now the newest, best sort of stuff is combinations, the rapamycin and the senescent cell therapies. You know, one of the ways rapamycin works is it does help to kill some of your senescent cells.
Okay.
But it also does a lot of other stuff. It seems to rejuvenate an enormous number of tissues in our bodies. Everything from a woman's ovaries to a man's testicles to your heart, your lungs. Rapamycin right now is the best anti-aging drug we've got.
Wow.
But interestingly, the rapamycin, even at its highest doses, where it's most effective, extends lifespan in the experimental animals about 25%. But the senescent cell therapy extends lifespan by 36%.
Oh, wow. And that's the one you were talking about earlier.
That's what we were talking about earlier.
At longevity.
And so in folks like me that are risk takers, you know, that like to be on the cutting edge, I do both the rapamycin and the senescent cell therapy and some occasional intravenous exosome therapies.
Okay.
So I hit it in every front I possibly can just because that's my nature. Mm-hmm. I am not conservative. And let's face it, I'm turning 76 years old here in about 3 months. And I don't have 10 or 20 years to wait till they work out all the kinks.
Mm-hmm. Figure it all out.
I just don't. if I wait 30 years, I'd be dead. So I figure the potential benefits outweigh the potential risks. Mm-hmm. And so as soon as things look like they are reasonably safe and have a good track record in animals, I'm willing to do it for me.
Okay.
You know, not all of my patients are in that category. You know, I've got some folks that just want to do the tried and true, the safest stuff, and mm-hmm. that's great. But, you know, there are folks. And what I'm discovering is, obviously, the older the guys, the less they have to lose.
And the bigger the risk. And it's because of those risk takers that we have so much.
Yes.
That we have now.
That's right.
Knowing.
And so, you know, we're doing a fair bit of senescent cell therapy. Mm-hmm. We're doing rapamycin in some people. We're doing the exosomes in a very few people, because that's by far the most expensive thing. But as they develop, longevity is the place they're going to be put into play early in the process, because that's what we do for
them. That's what we do, leading edge medicine at longevity.
So, you know, if you don't like what time and gravity is doing to you, come get your free health analysis evaluation. If that shows you to have significant risks, then let's do the bigger panel.
Yes, get some answers.
And if we get some answers that say, you know what, we really think we can help this person, then become a patient. Mm-hmm. There's no reason that you have to be slower, weaker, fatter, dumber, and less sexual as your life goes on. Most of that can be turned around, and we can delay your declines or your decline for decades.
Yes.
And so come on in, let us do what we do, because I think you'll like the results.
Absolutely. And we have three longevity clinics. There must be one near you. Kirkland, Tacoma, Linwood. Again, Kirkland, Tacoma, Linwood. And you can find a day and time that works best for your busy schedule. Here is the number to call, and you can do that right now and ask for that free health analysis appointment. 866-86-YOUNG. That number is 866-86-YOUNG. You can also go to our website. You'll get so much information there too at lmclinic.com. lmclinic.com. You can also get your schedule there. Just click on the button that says health analysis and let's get you scheduled as soon as possible. I love that. Hey, have a great rest of your week. I plan on getting my voice back in the next couple of days.
Well, that's good, because yes, then you can sing the sha-la-las with us, you know.
And the doo-wops. I love that. But moms and grandmas out there, have a wonderful Mother's Day weekend. Enjoy that sunshine and make an excuse to go get some new suntan lotion.
Absolutely.
Sunscreen, I should say. Have a great week. We'll see you next time.
Brimmed hat.
That's right. I've got mine in the car. Leading Edge Medicine. Thank you for listening.